Welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. Adam McManus from TheWorldview.com. The Worldview in 5 minutes is with me on this edition of the program. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you.
Good to have you here from San Antonio.
Yes, sir. Delighted to be with you.
And today, friends, we're going to take a look at the social and moral collapse of the nation. It's helpful to see the trends. It's helpful for the frogs in the slowly boiling water as we approach 211.9 degrees to take a look at the temperature trend chart of the last, well, not just 6 hours, but I would say the last 60 years. And we try to do that from time to time. We're talking to the frogs. You know, we're all frogs. I'm taking the metaphor to the ultimate degree. But here we are, the frogs in the slowly boiling water. And it's good to know. Let's pull out that trend chart and take a look at what has happened since the 1950s and 1960s. And, of course, it was the Warren Court that approved of the new rise of pornography under the auspices of guys like Hugh Hefner. And friends, you know, we've gone a ways from the pinup posters of the 1950s, the Playboy penthouse stuff of the 1970s, to the total disaster of the 21st century. This is where we are at this point. It is basically a complete moral collapse of a nation, of a civilization, of an entire Western world, of the entire world. We're certainly seeing the inability of a civilization to continue given the moral collapse that we face now. And you can read of this in my new book coming out, Epoch, The Rise and Fall of the West. And it's a 700-page analysis of 2,000 years of the Western world, the incredible, amazing, spectacular rise of the Christian influence in the West, and then the spectacular fall of the West that has occurred in the last roughly 100 years. Well, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation revealed their Dirty Dozen today. And again, this is an interesting trend to watch as we come out of the concerns of the Christian right in the early 1990s, going after Kmart and Walden Books. You remember that, then going after Target for their transgendering their bathrooms some 4 to 5 years ago. Now, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation revealed their Dirty Dozen today. Basically, this is the bottom of the moral barrel survey, the dirty old man survey, so to speak. But, you know, as we come to the dirty old man survey of 2021, reviewing the bottom of the moral barrel one more time, what do we find? Well, let's see.
It ain't pretty.
Let's see. It's not some obscure little, you know, porn manufacturing organization in some seedy area in Los Angeles in 1964. Right. Okay, we're not finding anything like that. The bottom of the moral barrel survey of 2021, the dirty old man survey of 2021, yields the Dirty Dozen. And here they are. Amazon. You ever heard of Amazon? Anybody ever heard of Amazon?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Perhaps the largest corporation in the world. Amazon, Google. You ever heard of Google? Yeah. Okay, so showing up on the Dirty Old Man survey of 2021, it's Amazon, Google, Netflix, Reddit, Wish, and Twitter. Okay, you ever heard of these organizations, Adam?
I had not heard of Wish. This was a new one to me. And I learned, according to this article, that it's a popular shopping app and website with 500 million users. Wish got on the list this year partly due to its ongoing advertising work with Pornhub. They apparently profit from the selling of childlike sex dolls, if you can imagine that. I mean, this is training pedophiles to ultimately victimize actual biological children.
You get the idea, okay, friends? I mean, this is about as wicked, this is about as evil as you could imagine. But my point being, Adam, is that it's Amazon, it's Google, it's Netflix, it's Reddit, it's Wish. And Wish is, you know, not like some teeny little website out there somewhere. They're hitting 500 million people. I mean, come on. and Twitter. And, you know, Twitter, they've got their hundreds of, they got to be in the billions now.
I don't know how many people are on Twitter, but I know one person who's not. That's President Donald Trump. I mean, the fact that they continue to censor not only well-known conservative voices like President Trump's, but lots of my personal friends have been censored or suspended because they dare call a spade, say a male is a male and a female is a female. And that goes against the sexual politics of our age where gender is fluid. And if you don't sign on the dotted line, as it were, then they're going to censor you.
Well, you certainly see the hypocrisy and the ethical upside downness of, well, our whole world today. Especially as you see organizations like Twitter kick people off of their platform for questioning the validity of the 2020 presidential election while they seem to tolerate sexual exploitation of little girls at the same time.
Right.
Does anybody see that there may be a bit of hypocrisy here? Questioning the validity of a presidential election as a personal opinion is not a sin, my friends. People should be allowed to hold to an opinion relating to whether cheating went on in the presidential election in Philadelphia. Doesn't that make sense to you? I mean, okay, somebody's got an opinion. I think there was cheating going on in downtown Denver or downtown Philadelphia in the 2020 presidential election. I don't see that to being a sin. Trafficking little girls into sexual sin, now that's bad. Does anybody see that as bad, as sinful, as just wrong? Twitter apparently has a hard time distinguishing between those two things.
Right. They actually have advertisements, virtual advertisements through people's Twitter's accounts and companies' Twitter's accounts for prostitution, pornography, and the child sex abuse materials out there.
Well, I watched the National Center on Sexual Exploitation's reveal event on their Dirty Dozen this year. I didn't watch the whole thing. It's like an hour and a half long, but you can check it out if you ever want to. But Amazon apparently sells incest-themed materials and sex trafficking how-to manuals. 35% of their porn titles are incest-themed.
Mm.
And Amazon Twitch is one of the leading dirty old men cruising sites for kids.
I'd never heard of Twitch, but apparently they've got 9.2 million active users as of December. It's tripled in size during COVID. And it often features sexually harmful content to children in particular.
All right, friends, this is just wicked, okay? This is just evil. This is evil cubed. Amazon selling incest-themed sex trafficking how-to manuals. Apparently child porn's up there too, in some way, shape, or form. 35% of their porn titles are incest-themed. And Amazon Twitch is one of the leading dirty old men cruising sites for kids. And so on it goes. And now Amazon was caught over the weekend book burning a rather mild book questioning the wisdom of transgenderism. All right. So you want to talk hypocrisy? Amazon is leading the pack that next on Generations.
Ever since the creation of the Garden of Eden, Satan has been working his hardest to erase the knowledge of God and seduce the creatures made in God's image to think that they are the center of the universe. One look at today's society and you see his progress. Humanistic thought has inundated our culture, and we can trace its roots directly back to the classroom and the textbooks we're setting in front of our kids. That's why every Christian homeschool parent should have a curriculum that's not only rock solid academically, but most importantly will point students back to their Creator as the source of all wisdom and knowledge, and to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you've been struggling to find such a curriculum, look no further. Here at Generations, we've spent over 15 years developing our Christian discipleship curriculum to help Christian homeschool parents like you pass on the faith to your children by teaching a God-centered view of life and integrating the Bible into every lesson. Our goal is to not only help you meet your students' academic needs, but also to assist you in discipling your children for generations to come. So get started today with our Christian discipleship curriculum and watch your children marvel, learn, and mature as they embark on a God-focused learning adventure to discover more about the world around them and the one who made it all. You can learn more about our curriculum resources and pick up our newly released fifth grade curriculum pack today at generations.org/curriculum. That's generations.org/curriculum.
And we're back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you. This is a shocking Dirty Dozen coming off of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. They do it every year. And friends, this is a shocking thing because these are the major corporations in America. Amazon, Google, Netflix, Reddit, Wish, and Twitter. This is big tech. This is what they're doing. On the one hand, selling incest themes. On the other hand, book burning a rather mild book on the wisdom on whether or not transgenderism is wise. Ryan T. Anderson's book on transgenderism, When Sally Met Harry or Became Harry or whatever it was, can't remember the name of the book.
The name of the book is When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Movement. He's from Heritage Foundation, a reputable conservative think tank. He leads lots of panel discussions at Heritage with those who went down that transgender path and regret it and have now re-embraced their God-given sexuality. So this is a very thoughtful, scholarly person who has had his book actually esteemed and acclaimed by scholars at Princeton, Harvard, Oxford. They think it's balanced and well-approached.
This thing's not a screed. This book was a scholarly book put together on transgenderism. He was careful to present the data as best as he could find it or collect it. And he was attacked twice on the New York Times op-ed page recently. So he was a victim of cancel culture. There's no question about it.
Absolutely.
Washington Post ran a hit piece on it. And all of this happened recently. So Amazon jumps on him and they cancel this guy. Anderson's book was also briefly removed from the Apple Books app and then re-added, evidently. It had been flagged by Twitter as potentially sensitive content as of February 23rd. Well, that's what's happening with Amazon. Amazon is pulling a scholarly book on transgenderism, simply questioning the wisdom of transgenderism, while at the same time selling incest themes, sex trafficking how-to manuals, at least according to the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. And friends, what in the world is going on with Amazon? I think everybody understands that this is ethical confusion. This is moral confusion to the ultimate extent, and these are the leading corporations of the day. Now, going back to the 1990s, there was the Kmart boycott conducted by the American Family Association. I'm sure you remember this boycott. I do. Where apparently Kmart...
I was out in front of Kmart holding banners. I encouraged my listeners to my old radio show to join with me and hold banners outside of Kmart, encourage people to boycott it, as well as Walden Books, which was selling porn at one point.
Right, and apparently Kmart bought Walden Books in the 1980s and became the largest retailer of pornography in America. And Donald Wildman, who is the CEO or the director of American Family Association, was quoted as saying the boycott began in spring of 1990. And he said the AFA distributed over 20 million boycott Kmart cards, mailed approximately 3 million boycott packets, and promoted the boycott through 160,000 churches and over several hundred Christian radio stations. This was in the early 1990s. And that may have been something of a contributor to the demise of Kmart, only because Walden Books sold Playboy magazine. It was the largest bookstore chain in America in 1984. Now it's out of business as of 2011. Barnes & Noble took its place by about 1994 as the largest bookstore chain in America. But back in 1984, Walden Books was leading the pack. And evidently, American Family Association had some kind of influence, and that was back when the Christian culture was somewhat influential in the wider culture here in America. By the way, boycotts were working well in the 1990s, but not so much now. The majority of American Christians are pro-homosexual, they're pro-transgender, they're pro-almost everything evil now. That's over 50% of Americans who are asked about homosexuality, transgenderism, et cetera, et cetera. The 55, 60, 62, 65, 70% of Americans are pro-evil at this point.
Yeah.
America crossed over that important line, I would say approximately 2005, 2006. Target, you remember Target transgender their bathrooms, I'm going to say in 2014, 2015. And Target stock is up 178% over what it was before it transgendered its bathrooms. Walmart's only up 80% since that date. So sorry, guys, your boycott only encouraged Target some 3 to 4 years ago. Here's my point. I don't think Kmart was involved in trafficking little girls as what we're seeing today on the internet with so many of these large big tech companies. In 2011, Marriott hotels ditched their porn, but that was largely because everybody had access to porn on their laptops anyway. Hyatt and Hilton hotels did the same thing. They made it to the Dirty Dozen list in 2014. Oh, then they ditched their porn, but largely, again, because everybody had access to porn on their laptops. Just HDMI into the hotel TV and you're good to go. And that's, you know, what most people were doing post-2014. But here we are in 2021. Basically, the dirty old man, Dirty Dozen, shifted to the tech giants. And these guys are way more culpable than Kmart was back in 1992. Kmart wasn't interactive. Kmart was, you know, passing on pornography. And that was a horrible, horrible thing for Kmart to be doing. But now the internet is interactive. And so what do you get? You get an immediate encouragement of child exploitation. This is what's happening on the interactive sites. In April of 2019, the National Tip Line on Child Exploitation received something like 1 million reports. That was in April of 2019. In April of 2020, the center received more than 4 million reports of child exploitation. That's in just a year. Sexual abuse of children online has increased by a factor of 5,600-fold since 1998. Let me say that one more time. The sexual abuse of children online has increased by a factor of 5,600-fold since 1998. In other words, take the sexual abuse of kids happening in 1998, multiply that by 5,600 times, and you get about how much sexual exploitation of kids is happening right now. So, and this is happening because of these platforms. These are dangerous platforms. Obviously, a lot of lonely kids, bored kids, kids whose parents are disengaged from their lives, wandering into places by the millions. Newspapers used to be careful about advertising prostitution. Walmart, Sears, IBM used to be careful not to advertise pornography and allow for dirty old men to cruise for kids using their businesses. But nowadays, these big tech giants, they just don't seem to care anymore.
Well, I would encourage our listeners to do something very important, and that is protect your children online and put in a reputable, strong filter that will protect them from even accidentally logging on to a pornographic website, not to mention even prohibiting the access to things like TikTok or Snapchat. I mean, it seems like almost every third Dateline show, which is always about the death of somebody, is involving children who have been sucked into a quote-unquote relationship with someone that they thought was a peer, turned out to be a dirty old man who set up an encounter and ultimately not only abused them sexually, but ultimately murdered them. I mean, this is serious, serious stuff, not to mention the fact that every child who is exposed to pornography will be haunted by those images for life. And for some, it will become an addiction that will lead to their own lives spiraling out of control. I thought that this piece that you referenced by Gabe Kaminsky at TheFederalist.com entitled Digital Book Burning, Amazon banned scholar Ryan Anderson's book on transgenderism was intriguing because, you know, they're talking about the standard, quote unquote, that Amazon has by basically shutting down and censoring this book, and yet at the same time making all this filth from the sewer available where vulnerable children can be hurt and harmed and even trafficked as a result of all of this.
Well, this is all very demonic. I have to admit that we are right now seeing a massive assault on the quote-unquote innocency of children, but also an attempt to corrupt our society, to break down our society sexually, socially, morally, in every way, and to do so using big tech to do so in a mass-produced form. We're looking at an accelerated form of destruction that is happening to our young men via pornography, our young children, our young daughters, et cetera, et cetera. This is one of the toughest times in all of world history, not just Christian history, not just the history of the church, but in world history. We're looking at a massive corruptive force that is destroying families, destroying communities, destroying sexuality, and I think destroying a civilization. This is where we are. And as a Christian pastor, I think we need to cry out to people, save yourself from this untoward generation. Repent. See that we are on the very cusp of utter destruction. And it's time now to abandon these systems that are creating such an immoral influence upon ourselves, our children, our families, and repent of this inclination towards these evils, and find redemption and find salvation in Jesus Christ and in him alone. Obviously, the hearts of men are corrupt. Obviously, all of our hearts are corrupt by nature, but we need to turn away from these worldly influences, turn to Christ, repent of our sins, and seek shelter and seek protection for ourselves and our families from these horrible, horrible influences that are so destructive, not just to souls, but also to an entire civilization. And that's where we are today, I believe.
And one of those ways that we can protect our children is by not giving them these smart cell phones to begin with. It's the stupidest thing to do. I think that for those who suggest that, well, my teenager who's 16, 17, 18, still under my roof, driving a car, I want to be able to have access to them, want to know where they are, I want them to be able to call me if they need help, those kinds of things. You know, you can get the old flip phones with no data plan. They should not have access on their own, in my view, to cell phones with internet capability. If they need to make a call to you because of an emergency, or you need to be able to reach them because, you know, the dental appointment was canceled or whatever, then fine, give them an old-fashioned flip phone, but there's no reason that they should have, as a teenager, in my view, under your roof, access to smartphones. And if absolutely you think that's important, then make sure that that smartphone has the same filtering software capability that will prohibit them from accessing these terrible sites and a lot of the Twitter and the Facebook and the chat rooms that can be so dangerous where predators are lurking.
And no, make no mistake about it, my friends, these large tech organizations are anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-morality, anti-basic social morals. Here, Amazon has this huge moral conscience against advertising an academic book questioning the wisdom of transgenderism by Ryan T. Anderson. But Amazon has no conscience about, what, 30% of its porn focused on the wonderful character of incest. Quote unquote. I was tongue in cheek on this. The only thing Amazon has a conscience about is publishing a book questioning the appropriateness of transgenderism.
It's really sad.
That's the only thing it has a conscience about these days is, okay, whether or not transgenderism is appropriate. But they seem to have no conscience about publishing books presenting the wonderful character of incest.
And don't forget that if you're sending your kids to the library, think everything is kosher and everything's fine, whether they're homeschooler or a public schooler, either way, you need to know one of the things I learned from this Dirty Dozen article published by Christian Post by Michael Grabowski is that there is an information services group called EBSCO, E, B as in boy, S as in Sam, C as in cat, O, EBSCO. And it's based in Ipswich, Massachusetts. It provides online library resources to public and private schools, as well as public libraries. They got on the Dirty Dozen list because of products named Explora, Science Reference Center, and Literary Reference Center, all of which sound totally innocuous. But listen to this. According to the group National Center on Sexual Exploitation, those three products, Explora, Science Reference Center, and Literary Reference Center, available through EBSCO and through these public and private libraries, give easy access to hardcore pornography sites and extremely graphic sexual content. These are the same educational databases meant for elementary students, middle school students, with this level of sexual explicitness, and they're being marketed as safe. There's nothing safe about it.
Reminds me of the Isaac Watts hymn, Am I a Soldier of the Cross? There's a line that says, "Is this vile world a friend to grace to help me on to God?" And the answer is, friends, no, it's not. And what do we take away from this edition of the program? Number one, first and foremost, raise your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. And do remember his warning. Anybody stumbles, one of the least of these little ones that believes in me, it would be better for him that a millstone be hanged on his neck and he be drowned at the bottom of the sea. All the flags are on the field now. All the flags are on the field now. It's time for us to sit up and pay attention to what is happening. And here's one more thing. As we wrap up the program, consider life without Google and Amazon. Just consider it for a moment. I'm not telling you to boycott right now. I'm just saying sit back for a second and consider life without Google and Amazon. By the way, somebody wrote a book on life without Google. And I think we are going to see some things change. And we need to prepare ourselves for life without Google and Amazon. Hey, Google and Amazon are going to persecute you if you're a Christian. Just count on it. They're already collecting your personal information, and they will persecute you. They will persecute you if you are a Christian. Why? Because they are committed. They are committed to the sin of incest and to the sins of transgenderism. They're committed to every abomination they can think of, and they will persecute people. They will book burn people who question the wisdom of transgenderism.
A Google Chromebook is an important part of this equation. It's not just Google itself. It's the Google Chromebook, because in light of the COVID shutdowns of all the public school classrooms, educational materials for children and teachers are being made available through Google Chromebook, but Google has refused to take simple measures that would significantly reduce kids' exposure to pornography and predators via their Chromebook business. Even prior to the pandemic, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation read countless news stories and received personal accounts of children easily accessing harmful material through their school-issued Chromebooks at school and at home. So these things are leaving children even more vulnerable to accessing harmful material. So you need to be aware of Google Chromebook is not your friend.
All right, more of the Dirty Dozen, but we need to wrap this thing up. Robin writes into the radio program. I'll end on this. My husband, I love your website, your radio programs, well as the Worldview in 5 minutes. Kudos, Adam. It's been a blessing these days when it's hard to get the news you can trust. We're praying for you. I've used Google and Amazon for a long time, not being aware of the levels of evil and corruption there until recently. I've also been a loyal Bank of America customer. They took in private customer information, handed off to the FBI in January 6th. So I'm deeply conflicted, as I'd love to just boycott every company that supports anything evil. However, I'm struggling to find ways of operating in the world and functioning without some of the services these companies offer. Changing my bank would be relatively easy, but with Google and Amazon, it's not so easy. Amazon's been helpful as I shop online, save a lot of time and money. Plus, many Christian businesses and authors still sell on Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. What is a Christian to do if I were to boycott every business in the world that supports something evil? Essentially, I'd end up needing to move to Amish country or become a hermit and live off the land in a wild or something. So you got to love this this lady's input on the program.
Yeah.
So she's asking, what do you do? Now, here's one point I want to make is boycott is a form of protest, and it has been effective back when Christians had something of an influence upon the wider culture. Now, people need to understand we've gone negative Christian culture in just the last 6 to 7 years. And I talk about that, an epoch, the rise and fall of the West, soon to come out. But yes, we have fallen. The Christian influence in the Western world is done. Now, we have something of an influence on our islands of culture. I believe we should continue to nurture the islands of culture, the islands of freedom. I think we have opportunities. I think we have a lot of creative opportunities that we can apply as we build our islands of culture, islands of technology, and islands of freedom. And I speak of this in some of my books, including The Story of Freedom. I have an entire section on the islands of freedom. And indeed, by the grace of God, we have defended these islands of freedom. And in this state and other states around the country, I know there have been hundreds of situations in which Christians have been able to defend the islands of culture, the islands of homeschooling, the islands of freedom, and the islands of technology. So we need to build our islands. We need to build the islands of technology. We need to build the islands of culture. We have already built the island of homeschooling. We've built the island of Christian medical sharing, thanks to Samaritan Ministries, and et cetera, et cetera. So we have had tremendous opportunities, by the grace of God, to build islands of culture while the macroculture is self-imploding, while the macroculture has been nuked to kingdom come. By the grace of God, we have built islands of culture, islands of technology, and islands of freedom. So we continue to do that. Now, the biblical principle is also food offered to idols. If the food offered to idols is sold in the shambles, or that in the marketplace, and there's no implicit endorsement or acceptance of the idolatry and the evil associated in the business, God's people may go ahead and engage in trade in the market over these things. So that's the biblical principle relating to these things. Now, again, as said, boycotts are something of a form of protest that don't work very well for a small minority of Christians now left in this country. The biblical principle is food offered to idols. If it's sold in the shambles, we can still participate. But as we begin to see the degrade of the culture and the use of these forms as counterproductive for our families, I think we need to come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And so at points, we will have to separate ourselves. And we'll have to be very careful in what we do with our children. Let's homeschool them. Let's protect them from these forms of corruption that have been so incredibly corrupting, especially interactive forms of technology. Where the technologies are interactive, that's where it is most dangerous for our children. So let's keep an eye on these things. I can leave you with those principles, and I'm going to have to move on because we are out of time. Adam McManus has been my co-host on this edition of the radio program. I'd encourage you to my book, Family Life, to better understand the principles of the islands of freedom, the islands of culture that we will have to produce in a post-Christian culture. And remember, we've turned post-Christian. We have turned towards an anti-Christian macroculture as of the year 2005, 2006. And here we sit in the 21st century, in the year 2021. Also, my book, Epoch, The Rise and Fall of the West, is coming out. Something of a insight into the modern times. We need to understand the present times so we will know what to do as the men of Issachar did so many years ago. Well, that wraps up this edition of the Generations program. This is Kevin Swanson and Adam McManus, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.